My name is Kayla Clinch, and I am Children's Programs Administration Assistant at the NGV. Brookandrew's work, Polemics, created in 2000, fosters an intense emotional conflict within me. At first, I am surprised to see an Indigenous language emblazoned across a government building's walls. I am thrilled at Brookandrew's calls for outward political expression and opinions and to shed fear of passionate declarations. Then I am jealous. My joy melts away to reveal an ugly green monster bristling because not only can this man compose an entire sentence in his native language, but he has also given it physical form and another dimension of life. He can hold these neon letters in his arms and shield them from colonial clutches, never to be taken from him again. Finally, I am heartbroken. I don't know these words, but I am not Wiradjuri. Had the neon been coerced into the language of my ancestors, could I decipher it without English translation? No, I could not. The luminescent neon of Andrew's work stands in stark contrast to my dismal grief for a language I never knew under the legacy of colonization.